Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Butter Baby. Butter Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Butter Baby, Butter Baby, Butter Baby.
The Diva Squad, Squad, Squad.
This is Kylie, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life stuck on me, that's how I see them. Stepping out, down a rock, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, word is foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's in the band, coming out live.
Episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have Ray Queen in the building. Ray Queen, you there? Yes, yes, you already know. Hey.
Yes, yes. So we are back. Miss Mobetta, maybe with us later on this evening, but if not, we'll check her out next week. On Wednesday, same time, same place. But welcome back. We're excited to be back. We are going to be live back again every Wednesday, 8 p.m. The number to call is different. It's 516-418-5479. Yes, Blog Talk switched it up, but it's okay. We're thankful for it. So we do have a new number. We are here every Wednesday. So we're just going to – this Wednesday is kind of going to be a little different. It's our first day back in a very long time. So we're just going to chop it up a little bit. We're going to check the airways, make sure everything's good. You can hear us okay. We'll talk about a couple different things. And then we'll just, you know, take it from there. Miss Ray Queen, how you been? How's everything? What's going on with you?
Yes, yes. I have been doing pretty darn good. I really have. I feel good. The summer has been great to me thus far. Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. You know, my thing is I can complain, you know. People say, oh, I can't, you know, I can complain, but I'm not going to. Life has been stressful, but I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed to be
yes.
among the land of the living, so I'm thankful for that. Tonight's show, I do want to just take a few minutes. Today is the 3-year anniversary for Darnell Stinky Smith. He's been gone 3 years today. So definitely want to just take a few minutes. And those of you who don't know, you tell you about him. So therefore, you do know him, you know. I believe before I go forward, thank Miss Mobetta. Miss Mobetta, how you doing?
Oh. I thought that was like, is that how long?
Hey.
That's a phone number. How you doing?
Hello.
How's everything?
Hi, Mary.
It's a little in and out.
My service in here is terrible. I'm going to let y'all know that now.
It's okay. But we just said, too, like this Wednesday show, we're trying to see, like, you know, the connections and stuff like that. Can you hear us? Can you not hear us? You know.
Right.
Just so, you know, we're nice and clear, you know, since it's our first day back in a long time. I was just telling everybody that today marks 3 years that Darnell's been gone. So we're just taking a few minutes, you know, for him, you know, someone that's near and dear, you know, to us and someone that we
absolutely.
Do know, you know, we did know. So
absolutely. Good dude.
I thought more exactly, you know, I reached out, you know, to Artita this morning and, you know, just checking in, you know, because, you know, everybody deals with, you know, death differently. And, you know, some people,
right.
it's just like the strongest people in the world put together. It's like you can look at them like, oh, you strong. You know, are you really mourning still? You know, like you never really know, you know, because
right.
people mask it
right.
very well.
Right.
You know. Yeah. So,
really don't.
And, you know,
when it, comes to, when it comes to grieving, there's no time limit. There's no instructions.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? So. That's why you just got to ask people how they're feeling. You know, don't assume how they're feeling. Don't assume nothing, period. Just, you know, how you feeling. You all right? So, but, yeah, shout out to Artita and his children and stuff like that. And our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Yeah, I think that one other thing is, like, I think, like, and I'm sure you guys can relate, like, respecting each other's space at their time of, you know, grieving, you know, like it could be a year later, it could be 6 months later, but just respect the space that the person may be in because you don't know their mental, you know. So I think that plays a, you know, a major part in it. So definitely, you know, prayers out to everybody, you know, no hard feelings over here, you know. We say a prayer for everybody because this, you know, for him, a lot of people are hurting, you know. It's not just,
that's
you know,
fact. Oh yeah,
Artita and the kids. It's a lot of people. You know, he has touched so many people, state to state, town to town,
you know? So it's like, yep, knowing that touched so many. We just, you know, just pray that everybody finds peace and comfort, you know, peace and comfort.
Right.
And, you know, think of him, you know, before you
right.
act kind of crazy, you know, think of him and what would he do? You know, he was a peacemaker.
Right.
You know, he was that family
right.
man, bring
right.
people together, have a good time. That's what he represented, you know? So
that's a
just
whole
think about that, you know? So, yeah,
right.
so I just wanted to take a few minutes, you know, for him. But Miss Mobetta, how you doing? How you feeling? What's going on? It's been a minute.
I'm doing all right, man. recuperating from the weekend. My grandbaby started walking, so he just in his own little world. That just, oh, man, he brings a different kind of joy. And to see him walking now, it's like, oh, my God, he's just growing
uh-huh.
up right in front of
him.
Yeah.
Oh, look
he
at
started
him.
Around.
He looks like a little man in that picture.
right? Beagle. Right? He's strong, too. Very strong. Yeah.
Yeah, because
wow.
he's sitting up like so strong. Like he's just sitting
yeah,
up
he
like
is strong.
Are you kneel like are you, you know, like leaning back, you know, he just seems like
right.
he's just nice and strong. Just sit. I was like, okay,
yep.
look at you.
Yeah,
what you getting out the way for
chilling.
Another one? Okay, I see you.
I kinda doubt that. Knowing my son this ain't happening.
you know me, I'm always trying to push a baby on somebody, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Be like, oh, what's that lady on your show talking about?
Like,
crazy.
How
you feeling,
though? How y'all doing? Yeah, I'm all right. You know, working hard, still grinding. You know what it is. Over
okay.
here with me.
That,
you know, I did like a transformation.
Stop.
Exactly. I did a transformation, cut all my hair off again. So, you know, it took me a minute.
Ooh,
you know. Took me a minute to really figure it out and, you know, and accept it, you know. Shout out to those products
yes,
out there.
It takes a while, you know. It's different when
cut it all off.
That's what you want to do and, you know, as opposed to other things, but it takes a minute. You'll be all right.
But you said it right, though, because the last two times it's what I wanted to do, you know. This
right.
third time, you know, doing again, you know, I'll be the first person to say that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I feel it's stress and a combination of, okay, well, you put a chemical, you know, because people perm their heads all the time, you know, and
right.
I didn't
right.
do it myself. I went and got it done. I trust the person that did it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said, you know,
mm-hmm.
stress plays a big part, I feel, in our hair and our body and, you know, things that go
that's
on with
cool.
us and. It definitely has to be stress related.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I tell you, yeah. One of my coworkers
that,
was jumping,
wow.
and I was like, if I sat you down and told you about my life, you'd probably say how you still functioning. So let's not even go there.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
But we mask it
wow.
very well, you know? We mask
Absolutely.
It very well. Like, we're put together. You know, we're put together. You can't tell
that's
something
what we were
happened.
Trained to do. We were always trained.
Do you
that
think
way.
That's good or bad, though?
It's a gift. It's a gift and a curse, simply because it. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's a gift and a curse to be taught like independence, because I know for myself personally, sometimes it's hard to let people in when you're so independent, you know, and. Then when you're tired and you're like, you know what, I can't do it today, then who are you going to fall back on? You know what I mean? So it's like,
right.
You know, being trained to always doing what you have to do. Like, I want
right,
to be dependent
right.
someday. I want to be dependent.
Right, right.
I don't want to always right. have that independent mentality. And, you know, some people take that the wrong way, like you're shooting at them or – you know, shooting
right,
metaphorically
right.
speaking, and, you know, it's like, oh, well, you don't need me. Why am I here? You know what I'm saying? So it's
right.
tough. It's tough. And like I said, it's a gift and a curse. But it teaches, I know for myself, it taught me to do a lot of things. I know how to, and the real curse when it comes to that independence, then you struggle to see where you actually fit in because you're all over the place.
Understood. Again, I definitely understand myself, that.
As far as myself, you know, that's how that is as far as independence goes. As an independent person, you get tired. You know, like I don't want a parent today. I don't want a wife today. I don't want to do none of that stuff.
Right.
I don't want to do that today. I don't want to do shit. So, you know, that's just how that goes. And some days I don't.
I forgot how that song goes. I don't want to do nothing today. I want to get out the bed, comb my hair. But how it go? You hear that right there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yep.
Yeah.
I love those days. That's exactly what I did on the fourth. I had off on Monday. And I did not get out of the bed until 2:30, close to 3 o'clock p.m. Literally, I did not do a darn thing. And when I did get up, all I did was, use the bathroom, clean myself up, went in the pool swimming. Yes, I swim.
Nice.
And then at school, ate again, and then back to bed. Yeah. Yep. That part.
Wow.
But I get my exercise
and
in nowadays.
There was no crime committed with you doing that. You know what I mean? So.
Exactly.
Oh, I needed it.
Yeah,
because
some people
will
make
it.
You feel like, damn, you ain't doing nothing today. You ain't. No, I don't want you. Shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I try to have one.
I need one of those days.
One. Yeah, I make sure I have at least one a month if I can.
The
no talking on the phone, no doing nothing. I get it.
Nothing. Yeah.
We have
nothing.
To start cleaning our time.
Yeah, I did not plug up my phone the night before, so I don't recall. Oh, and I changed my number. I have a new number as well. So my phone has not been ringing a lot lately anyway. So, that was a great fourth for me. Oh, and I watched some fireworks at the end of the night. But, yeah, that's all I did. And I'm grateful for that time that I had by myself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Again,
we
got to start reclaiming our time. Yeah, I know I speak about that often, about being so busy. Busy's not always a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not always
true.
A good thing. Like I'm so busy because you miss out on things that you can't get back. Time. Time that you can't get back. It's endless as it is. So it's like, dang, I was just so busy that I missed this. I was so busy that I couldn't do that. You know what I mean? So, it's just tough. I don't want y'all to think I'm being biased, but more so for women than anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the truth, though, because when I tell you, listen, I'm grinding 7 days a week nonstop, you know. Mm. I'm grinding and grinding and grinding. I know, like, say, in my head, you know, people think I'm crazy, but, my goal was, I said, you know what, for July, I need to go hard. It's the get money month. Like, July is the get money month. I need shifts. Mm. I need shifts. Mm-hmm. I need to get money for the month of July. Come August, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on with the family reunion, Destiny going back to school, you know, so August will be a busy month, you know, but not a working month, so to speak. You know, it'll be a busy month handling your business, personal stuff, getting things done. But I said for the month of July, I got to go hard. So the month of July is my get money month. If you see me out, trust me, it's a time that I don't have to work. Other than that, it's a get money month for me. I need to, you know, I got a goal set in my head. You know, I got things that I want to accomplish for the month of, you know, July, you know, and I said come September, you know, Rich Money don't know it yet, but come September, he's definitely going to be taking me somewhere at least for the weekend. he don't know it yet, but.
He's going to learn today. He's going to learn today.
Yeah. Because we stay grinding, we stay busy, but I said for the month of I said for the month of July is the get money month. August is slow down. September, he's taking me somewhere. I don't care. I said we're going to hit a Foxwoods or Atlantic City. Just something for the weekend. Get out of here. You know, and even not for nothing, even if it's something, it could be during the week, too. I don't even care. I'm not biased. I don't care.
Right.
I just want us to, you know, I want us to do something. Something, you know, like this, like July for us, you know, like our anniversary, you know, from the, you know, the day that we met and stuff. So it's like, you know, it's like, all right, you know, celebrating every single anniversary, you know, there's really no need. I'm not the type of girl, you know. So, because I'm not, you know, I'm not that type of girl. You know, some people are like, every anniversary, daily got engaged, this, that, and the other. No, I don't need all that. You know, like our wedding anniversary is our anniversary. That's the only day that matters. But, you know, the day that we met is important, you know, because that's when we started, you know, officially, you know, being together. So
absolutely,
it's important. So our anniversary is the 9th. So super excited for that. You know, do a little something, something. But, you know, it's in July and that's the get money month. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Money, I hope you're listening. But yeah,
so, I'm sure he heard you.
Yep.
Like,
he's
oh god,
like, if you don't. Yeah, so that's it for me. But I wanted to ask you guys about the whole, like, all this gun violence and stuff that's been going on. What's your input on all of that that's happening?
On the what?
The Bronx is on fire lately. Gun violence, gun violence.
It's crazy. It's out of control. It's out of control. Yeah.
Scary.
You see that boy that shot up the parade and you just got all kinds of stuff just happening. Strange things are happening. And you know what? A lot of this stuff, they do it as a challenge. Like the guy, you remember the, I don't know if y'all remember the story of the man that shot up the subway and stuff like that. And and I believe exactly what he said. He did it because he wanted to show them that you couldn't stop it. You can't stop unless you stop actual production of firearms.
Mm-hmm.
Of the firearms, it can happen. You don't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
No. Like that thing that shot up the parade. He scoped that area out for about 5 minutes before he even did it.
And dressed as a lady or something, right?
Huh?
He disguised as a female or something. The guy that shot the parade.
Yeah. After he shot them, he put a wig on so they nobody could recognize them. Caught him anyway. But another person ended up dying, which makes it 7 people died. And like people's audacity is off the charts. That's what it is. The audacity of people is out of control. It's like, I'm gonna do what I want to do. I don't care. They have
that,
to be in mentality.
Go anywhere, like even like random things, like say somebody's walking down the street, somebody run up on them and just shoot them point blank range. You know, like the audacity of you to sit here and just take people's life randomly, to me, it's just like the nerve. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're just taking innocent people, and it's not like, not even like, no offense, but you're killing bad people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not killing like a murderer that just murdered somebody or a rapist or something like that. The age, the gender, or nothing. You're just going on a rampage. Like, that's it. That's scary to me. You know?
Crazy.
That's scary to me because you don't really know. You know, even with like the road rage, people pulling out a gun, shooting somebody, you know, road rage. Damn, if you want to get in front of me that bad, please go ahead. Like, it's not that serious to me. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
I'm not going to chase you down and stuff like that. No, if you want to go, trust me, go.
You're always telling me about that. He's like, calm down on your road rage. if they want to go, let them go.
Yeah.
Yeah, let them go. Because you know what? At the end of the day, it's like what I'm learning, you know, it's like not only do we like not have a say-so or how long that we're here, but we get into a car you know, which is full of full metal car that we're in and we're driving, and people use that car or their truck or whatever it is, and they feel like they have power and they have the upper hand because of the speed have or the size of the vehicle, you know. So therefore, they want to bully the streets. But guess what? I'm one of those people. The new me is like, you can have, you want to go before me? Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what you do. It's not that serious. I just want to go get from point A to point B to go home with my family. That's it. I don't care if you want to get in front of me. I'm not going to, you know, chase you down and stuff like that. I'm not doing it. And nowadays, it's like these people, anybody can have a gun at this point. So I'm not going to chase you down the road. You know what I'm saying? And you got a gun and I'm not packing. What is this? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got my family in the car. You know, bullets don't have a name on it. I'm good over here. Trust me. Just go ahead. Not that serious.
Nope.
Now, the old me will set up right beside you. You know, will set up right beside you, call you all sorts of names, fingers, you know.
Yes.
Oh, God. The old me would have did that. The new me is like, go ahead, you can have it.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead. Just go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I still be cussing now. Like, they hear me. Like, you idiot. Like, who
well, yeah,
do
that.
You get your license from.
But I'm not rolling down my window. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I ain't doing all of that. Nah.
Yeah, no.
You know, my
road rage. Crazy.
Because I would. I'd pull right up and look you dead in your face like, what the fuck? Oh, excuse me. Like, what the
the blood clot.
Come on now.
But I do want to say with the accident that I had back in May, that it did change, like, my driving, I feel like, a little bit, you know, like you never can tell where these cars are coming from, you know, and I tell anybody, like, literally, you know, I was literally at the light, I made a right, and this guy had to be high, pickup truck and a tractor trailer hitch on the back of it, you know what I'm saying, cut me off. Who would have thought that on a busy street, you know? So in my head, it definitely, I feel like it changed me a little bit, you know, because now it's like I still have to go to that same spot all the time because it's right here in the area, you know. But, and it's like sometimes I find myself like literally off stop at that light and I'm looking, you know, like giving that extra few minutes, you know, a few seconds of a look and then making sure that car next to me is really going to the left, you know. So I could definitely say that.
Right.
I feel like, you know, it changes you a little
conscious.
Bit, you know. Yeah, definitely.
Make sure you make
know.
More conscious of the people around you.
And how they
my accident. Same. I've been the same way since my accident. I had an accident in October that totaled my truck. Every single airbag blew up.
Wow.
I ended up on an embankment and almost in the water. I blew my right shoulder out. And there's not a day that goes by that my shoulder is not in excruciating pain.
Wow.
It hurts me as we're speaking. I live with this pain. I live with the fear of, you know, that I'm going to get into an accident. I drive like I'm driving this daisy, like literally. I drive very cautious. Very cautious.
But no, that's what it is for me.
Afraid,
I get anxiety. I have to drive my own car because I catch anxiety when other people are driving. I'm putting on brakes. I'm grabbing the steering wheel. I'm doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Not for real.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. Like, it's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Out of control.
Yeah.
Crazy,
I'm that
know.
Way when I'm in
so crazy.
When I'm not in, when I don't like sitting in the front seat in the passenger seat of anybody's car. It's either let me drive or I'm way in the back. My anxiety through the roof when I'm not driving. Oh my God. Yeah,
I know
we
I
went
with,
to Tipsy.
Yes, we went to Poughkeepsie. when my daughter graduated from college, big shout out to Nia. She graduated from college with a bachelor's in double major something. And she got her first place. She lived in Poughkeepsie in a house with some roommates. But we were driving there.
Nice.
So I was riding. I was a passenger, and my son, my 28-year-old son, was driving. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to be in the car for 2 hours with this kid driving. Oh, my gosh, my anxiety was through the roof. I could not relax. But we made it there safe, and guess who drove back, though? Me. You already know. Yes. That I did. But we made it. We made it safe.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Good. Congratulations to her. Shout out to her.
I've been in the car with you, you as a passenger.
Like torture,
isn't it? You have been. Yes. It's like, listen to Storm. I have been in the vehicle with both of you ladies,
torture,
and
my
anxiety is, woo, is enough to give everybody
in the car
anxiety.
Yeah, it was torture.
I had to ride with Storm and a few other people and Rich Buddy, and I was on the way back. They had this big, beautiful, lavish three-row seat truck, and I was on the way back, and I thought that I would be fine, but it was just as bad as I would feel if I was in the front seat. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Right.
Racing is horrible. Yeah. I'm so sorry, yeah.
I feel like so much has been happening though since we haven't been on the show. Like, I know Angie, your daughter got engaged, right?
Yes, my daughter got engaged. Indeed.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of everything that's been happening. To people. It's so much. Oh, my God. Like,
oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, graduation, prom time.
It definitely
was a lot. Ray Queen got another car, finally, because it's been a long time since that accident.
Oh, yeah,
so, yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Long time coming.
Thank you. Yes, God, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Long time coming. Long time coming.
Back doing one of my favorite things. Like, literally every other day, I'm swimming, which is good for me. It's great physical therapy for my knee. I have a bad knee, and that shoulder that I've, that's messed up. So I definitely will be swimming before the night is out. As a matter of fact, between 9 and 10,
nice.
I will be swimming. Yeah.
Look, Miss Mobetta, I told her, I said, all right, you're going to have to help me swim since you're swimming so much. You're going to have to, help us just help us just out,
you
know. No, girl, let me tell you something. My oldest brother, he drowned in Wildwood Lake in Riverhead when I was little. And ever since then, that's been all she wrote. I don't really do the water thing, you know. When the kids go to the beach, it gives me anxiety if they get in the water. Like, it's bad. So me learning to swim would be like a conquering the fear, Because it was, when you're so young, and something happens that's so traumatic, it changes you. And people say, you get over it, You do, and don't get me wrong. I can go to the water. I put my feet in the water, but trust and believe, if a big wave coming, oh, I'm running backwards, for real. You're not even about to try, because I can't. And when I say a big wave, I mean, you know how the wave just comes, right, and it goes up more with the water? Yeah, I don't do that. No.
Yeah.
So this will be something,
That's definitely one thing I won't do. I'll swim in a pool all day long, but the waves, oh, no. Yeah, she ain't doing that. No. I don't play with nobody.
Yeah, no.
I love the water. I'm like a shark. I love it.
Wait, talking about sharks, though. Did you hear about the shark?
Yes,
did you hear about the shark that attacked the lifeguard or something?
Yeah, they were doing a training. Yep, and he got bit.
Girl.
He said he had to
crazy,
punch the shark in the head quite a few times. Yep.
Yeah.
He had to punch the shark in the head 3 times to get him off.
Mm. See?
Can you imagine?
Mm.
Now,
I don't know,
stuff
y'all.
Stuff like that gives me anxiety. You're like, I'm not going in a certain water. You know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. But, okay.
Certain waters, I won't go in.
So let me ask you, though, devil's advocate here. Now, do you feel like those beaches should be open where there's a chance that sharks are lingering around like that, though?
Say that again.
Well, there were some beaches.
I said, do you feel like, you know how, like, you hear about the, you know, oh, there's a shark sighting, you know, a such and such beach, or, you know, like, do you feel like, after they know that a shark is around in the area, or like say even with this situation, they closed the beach down for like literally 2 days or a day or something. But then the people were allowed to go back in it. Like, do you think that's right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, they had shut down a bunch of beaches, but then
people
opened
like
them
that
right
challenge.
Back up.
Yep. Some folks like that challenge. Yeah.
Not all. Right.
That's why, like really? I said, I don't really like swimming in the ocean anyway. Because it's not just sharks. You got other kind of sea creatures too. So, I'm normally a bay swimmer, bay or pool.
Yeah. I agree.
That's, you know,
that's
pretty much it, you know. But you got to... But you see, there's been a couple of drownings. A little 7-year-old girl drowned. And,
yes.
You know, it's important to teach your children at a young age to first not have the fear. Well, they teach you when you swim anyway to not fear the water, because that's why a lot of people drown, is because of the fear, and you start panicking and inhaling all the water. Because if you relax, the water itself will help you float. So, you know, that's how a lot of people drowned, because of the panic.
Right. I hear you.
Yeah.
But you know what? Honestly, I feel like that, I don't know, I just feel like that panic is big, though. You know, like, and even for the people who have died in the water, like, when you think of it and you panic like that, that's it. It's a wrap anyway. So you panicking, I feel like that might be like a natural reaction, don't you think?
For those who don't know how to swim, it is.
Like me, it's me? Listen, I feel nothing, but I am not getting in that water. I'm like, you could teach me how to swim. No, but my plan is I'm going to have them arm things as soon as I can find some big enough for my arms. I'm going to have one of those float things with me, too. I'm not playing. I'm going to have one of those tubes around me.
Yes.
Like, well, she's going to have to teach me to swim with a tube.
That is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? That
she's gonna be
how you start. You got to get a good feel for the water. You got to feel yourself float. So I taught my cousins to swim.
They almost drowned my ass.
Oh, my God.
See?
Wow.
They almost drowned, but they got it. They got it, and they
good.
Got it. They caught on fast.
Good. But, you know, we have a picture in our head as to how to do it. You know, because we see people swim. We've been seeing people swim on TV since we were kids. And, you know, so when I learned, I had a clue, but I would spend a lot of time in when I was a kid in one of my friends' pool. And then I went to a pool party toward the end of the summer at another friend's house, which was a whole different ballgame. The pool that I learned how to trust the water was up aground, and it wasn't deep. The one that I went to at the end of the summer, the little girls were jumping off of the, I tell so many people this story. The little girls were jumping off of the diving board, and I'm like, So, I really didn't, you know how to swim.
they were teasing me. They were teasing me. Oh, you can't swim. That's why you're not jumping off the diving board. I'm trying to be cute. I said, nope. I did it all weekend over my other friend's house. I don't feel like jumping off the diving board. So I played it off. I'm like, okay, let me see if I feel like it. So I stood on the diving board. I knew I wasn't going to jump in because I couldn't swim. Next thing I know, I was in the water. Them girls pushed me in the water. So
oh, my God, no.
That's how I learned how to swim across a pool.
Oh, my God.
And that was my first time actually swimming across the pool, a 10-foot deep pool.
Mm.
Yeah.
You go.
And I've been swimming up.
Yeah, I'm about 5'4". I'm about 5'4". So I'm going to need water that's about 5'4". Okay? Something I can stand up in at all times. I'm telling you, Angie, we're going to have to get this, look, we're going to have to get this play date together because I'm going to need some help. And I'm going to get me a little tube thing and get the arm thing.
It's not that hard. You just can't overthink it.
Girl, I've been overthinking it.
Right.
And every time I talk to Rachel, every time I talk to her, oh, I was swimming.
Yes. I love.
I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah. Well, they say swimming
love,
is also good
I
for losing weight.
Too.
Yes, see,
really
there you go.
I love swimming.
I'm supposed to join kickboxing tomorrow.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I gotta lose some weight.
Oh my God, you girl.
And that's me saying,
mother.
I need to lose some. We went to a wedding on Sunday, and I laughed. The wedding was good, but before the wedding, trying on dresses and trying to get a dress to fit, and then, you know, for those of you who know me, you know I love high heels, right? But see, when you're pushing 200 pounds, those high heels don't work good for you no more, you know, because you got all this weight on them heels. I don't feel comfortable. I feel like I'm going to break the heel, you know? So the struggle.
Heel for your ankle.
But when I tell you I love high heels. Like, before I gained all this weight, I loved heels. Like, oh, my God, I love them, you know. I like how my legs look in them. I like how I could, like, you know, just glide across the room in them. Only gliding I did with high heels on was across my bedroom floor and almost broke my neck. And I said, let me put these away real quick.
Listen, I got about 5 pair that I'm about to give away because I can't even wear them no more.
It's okay. I'm the girl. I'm the girl because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put on, I'm going to drop a good 20 pounds, and I'm going to put me on some heels, and I'm just going to keep all around the house and outside. I'm going to practice with these heels on. I'm going
to
surprise you.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
There's a lady in the nursing home, one of the nursing homes that I work at, and she's in a wheelchair, cannot walk, but every day, and she's like 80-something years old. Every day she puts on those heels, every single day. Her feet are shaped like, exactly like the heels, because she's been wearing heels ever since she was a teenager, and she's 80-something years old. In a wheelchair, can't walk, but she will wear those heels every single day.
Ain't
nothing stopping her, Diva. Not at all. That one pair, she only has one pair of heels. She wears them joints every day. So what's going on? What do you Divas have going on for the rest of the summer? Any plans? Anything good going on? We should have a pool party somewhere. Teach Storm how to swim.
There's stuff going on. Like, every weekend in July, I got stuff to do. Then in August is my son and my grandson's birthday. My sister-in-law.
Okay.
So there's stuff going on. You know,
let us come and crash the party.
It's been
open until this year that everybody's trying to play catch up.
Definitely. Speaking of catching up, you divas know I love going to Donnie McClurkin's Church Without Walls on Sundays. They do it for like a month or two during the summer. They just started last Sunday. And they do it every other Sunday from now through September in the Western Beach parking lot. So we have to go together, divas. Yeah. Church Without Walls. Donnie McClurkin.
And that's on Sundays, right, you said?
Yes, every other Sunday. They do it every other Sunday.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. When you pass my house, depending on the time, you know. You know, let me know. But,
okay,
I will. So our first show, ladies, you know, we figured we just come and, you know, together chop it up and, you know, next week come on strong, you know. You know, we'll do our little conference call and see, you know, what we looking, you know, what's our goal, what we looking to do, you know. I'm hoping we could maybe host some events and stuff, you know.
You
guys want the DJ squad to come up to some events and stuff. We could host some events, you know. This way we could, you know, get more involved, some more exposure, stuff like that. Like, let's get it. Let's get some networking done. You know, COVID's over. You know, I feel like COVID kind of slowed everybody down. But, let me rephrase that.
COVID
it's not
be
over.
On people
it's just, it do.
Mm-hmm.
And it shuts down a lot of stuff, you know. So, that's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, this strand right here, I feel, is different because when I got sick a couple weeks ago, I was sick for like 3 days. It was literally a cold to me. And then I bent down, and once I bent down, I thought I was going
to
pass out. I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. My daughter just had COVID.
I bent down.
For the first time, she dodged that bullet 4 times, and she just caught COVID last week. And she's good, though. She was only down for a couple of days. She felt like she said she felt like she just had like some little, like a little cold, like you said, Storm. And she was good. I feel like 2-3 days. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna pop it up.
I get tested weekly. I test weekly because I don't.
Really?
I don't have the jab. Yeah.
And I'm good.
So we'll top it up. We'll figure it out. You know, it's about 8:50. So we have some people listening in. You know, we didn't really promote it this time. We got the link a little late, but, you know, next time we'll definitely do better with it so we could promote this and, you know, get some actual callers in and stuff. We got some plans for this. So, ladies, let's do our final thoughts. Let's do our final thoughts and go from there.
Of course. My final thoughts. I am so grateful to be back on the air. Welcome back, divas. And this is Ray Queen speaking, and we'll chop it up. We will definitely chop it up next week. Passing the mic.
So on you. So what you want to do, hey?
Again, welcome back, ladies. Welcome back.
Yeah.
And it's a blessing to be in the land of the living and having our ability to do whatever. You know, feels good. My brain fog is a little better. It's getting a little better. So, you know, I'm all here.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. My final thought is a great show. Welcome back. All that good stuff. Ditto everything that they said. Our Friday show is going to be starting back up too. So we're definitely going to be doing 2 days a week. So we're super excited about that as well. Let's start interviewing some people. Like I said, let's get some networking going. We're super excited. So with that being said, have a blessed and safe weekend. Happy anniversary to Rich Money. Yeah. You know, another year down. And have a blessed day for you guys, and we look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. God bless.
All right.
Yo, JVO.
Yeah.
Give this Angie.
Man, what is it?
Just go give it to her.
Javion, I know you're not trying to leave this house.
No need.
Hey, Angie.
Don't mean to be confrontational, but lately we haven't made time to be conversational. Down here, sweet nothing's known more. I guess life has gotten in the way. Yeah. How in the world could this happen to us? We used to have so much to say. Tell me, babe,
when was the last time you heard me call you sweet darling?
Oh my.